Hi, this is for Qamar Al Hilaichi. Q A M A R A L H L A I C H I. Date of birth 7/24/2004. Date of accident 5/22/2023. The date of accident is 5/22/2023. The date of service is 8/18/2023. The patient is here for a follow up evaluation. She missed the last month visit and she's here for a follow-up evaluation. Patient reports that her pains are continuing in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with both shoulders involved, as well as severe spasm in the neck. She's unable to turn her neck. There is a shooting pain in the feet area, as well as headaches which are ongoing. She is crying a lot. She is very depressed. She is anxious, panic, nightmares. Pain level is 10 on all these areas, and she is majorly depressed but not suicidal. She is working every day 7 to 3 as nutritional services, but she is getting a new job as an MRI place. The ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports only 20% relief in the pain. And the ADLs are affected as follows. General activity is affected 5. Mood is affected 5, walking ability 5, work is affected 5, relationship with other people 7, sleep 7, enjoyment of life 7. In the system review, please check the chart, additional history chart, substance abuse in the records, current pain medication is Tylenol codeine, and Furoset for headaches. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance to you. To the pain medications. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 122/81, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 6/30/2023, dictation number 0819-007. Please only mention general review, musculature examination, and musculoskeleton exam and shoulder exam only. Thank you. Along with diagnosis, which remains the same. The plan is the patient is having extreme pain in the neck, and she's having a difficult time moving. There is a severe spasm with trigger points noticed that are like a rebound tenderness, a reproducible tenderness, not rebound. And she is requesting an injection in these areas to bring some relief. The physical therapy has not been able to help, and these trigger points are noticed on both sides of the neck at the trapezius fibers, middle and cervical. Two on either side. Patient is quite depressed. Her medication is going to be changed to Wellbutrin. She is being referred to have a consultation with Heidi Counseling Service for social worker. She's being referred for psychiatrist and neuropsych. Her MRI was available. Cervical MRI was found to be completely normal, while the lumbar MRI shows a herniated disc at L3-4 and L4-5, causing ventral-thecal intervention without central canal or foramina stenosis. The patient was informed that physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, stretching of the spine, and traction of the spine are the first primary mode, including yoga. And if there is no relief after 4 to 5 months, and injections as option B can be considered. Since there is no major neuropathy, radiculopathy, the patient doesn't require any surgical consultation as of this writing. The shoulder MRI could not be done. They will be done on the next visit. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time after that. Medications are provided as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for depression, and Xanax for 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety panic, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, headaches, TBI, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidoprovidement is provided for topical pain relief. The Tylenol, codeine are provided for the pain relief and improving the ADLs. A procedure is being ordered, which is called injection of the trigger points to both sides of the trapezius muscle, upper fiber and middle fibers, near the junction of the neck to the shoulder. The procedure for trigger point is as follows. One injection was given on either side at the junction of the neck to the shoulder on the trapezius muscle's most tender point, which trigger point that was provided with 3 cc syringe after cleaning the area with the alcohol and using ethyl chloride spray. Dexamethasone with Marcan was used. A female chaperone was present, Amina Sultana. The patient was exposed slightly and procedure was done aseptically. The medical indications are as follows. The patient is suffering for severe pain in the area of neck and the shoulder, unable to move the neck, severe spasm, tenderness, trigger points are present that are noticed and have not been relieved with any kind of treatment, including tens unit, physical therapy, and the massage. So these injections are being done to relieve the spasm, improve the range of motions, and help the patient out. Thank you. We'll be seen in 15 days' time.